Night, the Suns roll through here, and that means you have another opportunity for an interfacing with Shaquille.
Yeah, we've had a little symbiotic relationship going on now for over a decade, where whenever he comes in town, he will allow me to interview him and ask him very bizarre questions.
But he likes being interviewed by you.
Yeah, he does. Well, I was afraid of what was going to happen last night because they got killed. He didn't do much, and I knew he was going to be in a bad mood. And sure enough, after the game, he was in a terrible mood. And as we were walking back to the bus, he was like, "Man, I just can't do this now. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm too pissed." And I was like, "It's fine, you know." He's like, "We can do it tomorrow." And I go, "Are you sticking around? You're spending the night here?" He goes, "No, we're flying back." He goes, We'll do it over the phone. We'll record it." And I go, "Well, all right, you calling me? You don't have my number." And he was like, he goes, "I don't have my phone." He goes, "Here's my cell phone." So he gave me his cell phone number. He goes, "Text me with your number, and I'll set it up. We'll figure out a way to do it." So I text him my number, and he texts me back. He's like, "I'll call you in the morning." So like 9 o'clock this morning, phone rings, and it says on there, on my phone, withheld, number withheld.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, "Hello?" And I hear this, "Wake up, bitch."
Wow.
So, we talk for a minute and figure out a time for it to work. And so I came up to work here at about 1 o'clock and called him, and we went at it. And that's really about it, I guess. I guess there's no further setup needed.
Yeah, I mean, if you have heard one of these interviews in the past, you know what's about to ensue
this
here.
It's not a sports interview for those looking for hardcore Shaq sports talk.
Well, I am.
I'm sorry.
I'm hoping that that's what we get here.
I'm sorry.
Damn
it's
it.
Not. It's not. So it's a lot of fun, though, and he is just the best, as you will hear.
All right. Here is Cobra with Shaquille O'Neal.
All right. So first off, let's catch up real quick. Are you got any more kids or anything?
No.
No?
Yep, just my 6.
Holding steady on 6?
Well, hold on, just my 6 and you're 1, so that'll make 7.
That's true. I was wondering why my 3-year-old was like 5'11 and had Jerry curls. All right, so you're familiar with what happened. Oh, by the way, are you and Shawnee back together?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Wow, man.
You paused it there. So you remember what happened with them? They got divorced, or they were right on the cusp of getting divorced. Remember, that's when how much money he made in a month came out,
right,
and all that good stuff? Because
mm-hmm.
She was stealing from him.
Mm-hmm.
She stole from him. Well, they're back.
He took her back.
I couldn't believe
wow.
it.
Right. Are they all out there with you, or are they back in Miami?
Not with me.
They are?
Yeah.
Nice. So you came home, and they were all there today?
Yep.
Wow. Congratulations. That was very big of you.
Thank you.
You're familiar with the Plaxico Burress incident?
No, what happened?
He shot himself in the leg?
Wow, I didn't hear about that.
Shut up.
I didn't hear about that, buddy.
All right, so it was a very unfortunate situation, and all that's come out of it has just been a mess. And so I'm going to give you the hypothetical. You're in that same scenario, which I know you never put yourself in, but you either shoot yourself in the leg and go through all the crap that he's going through, or the hypothetical I'm going to give you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so 1, you either shoot yourself in the leg, or you have to bleach your anus in front of your mom.
I would go to bleach my anus in front of my mom.
Good Lord.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not trying to shoot myself. Yeah.
You know women do that now.
Oh, they do? They lift their booty holes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know if it looks cleaner or what.
Why? Because they want to make their booty a different color?
Okay, you either shoot yourself in the leg, or every time that you're having sex, every time you go down, you make a downward motion, you fart.
Yeah.
So it's like a, it's like you're in perfect rhythm. You go up, but then you come down, and you fart every time.
I can't answer that question, but if I was a single man, I would go down with the fart thing.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can talk about your wife, can't you?
No, but I can talk about your wife.
Yeah, I know. All right, shoot yourself in the leg, or next Halloween, you dress up as Hitler, and all your kids up as Hitler for Halloween. Good answer. I knew there was a breaking point somewhere. Shaq and his six little Hitlers walking around the neighborhood. All right, shoot yourself in the leg, or you become the official spokesperson for Tampax for 1 year.
I have to be an official spokesperson for Tampax for 1 year. Rather than shoot myself in the leg.
And they come out with a... it's called a shampon. It's only for 7 foot black women.
7 foot black women, yeah. Shampon, ideal. Shampon.
All right.
Thank you.
You shoot yourself in the leg, or you finance a gay porn film, which everybody knows about, but you try to sneak it under the radar under the pseudonym of Ramrod.
I'm going to shoot myself in the leg.
So no gay porn?
No.
All right. You shoot yourself in the leg, or every time you lose a game from here on out for the rest of your career, the press gathers around you in the locker room, and they, before they even ask a question, you say, "Well, we lost this game because I have a terrible case of diarrhea every game."
Oh, yeah.
You do that?
Yeah, easily.
Because that's true half the time, probably.
And then I even take it apart from them and show them the evidence.
You prove it to them?
Yeah. I have the bubble gut.
All right, you shoot yourself in the leg, or you sit in a room with Nelly and Stan Van Gundy, and you watch them seductively undress each other for about an hour.
Yeah.
You do that?
No, I'm shooting myself. I'm changing my mind.
Those two big old guts kind of meeting in the middle, and Nelly's like picking out the ground beef from Stan Van Gundy's mustache. Oh boy, I think you'd like to sit in a room like that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, you got me? I'm losing you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Just one funny.
Okay, you shoot yourself in the leg, or you take Stan Van Gundy to a Hannah Montana show, and he sits on your lap the whole time.
Negative. Shoot myself with a shotgun.
All right, and finally, you shoot yourself in the leg, or you play the next two games. So this is only two games, all right? You play the next two games with a full erection.
Ow!
I don't think I can do that.
So like when Duncan tries to post you up, you got a big surprise for him?
No, I don't just tell people that I'm just a hunter.
You tell him what?
I tell him that I'm just playing hard. That's all.
Play hard. Oh, that's brilliant.
You gotta play hard or go home.
Brilliant. Okay. All right. So now, what's the target retirement date? Is it after next year?
I don't know.
Well, you gave some ultimatum.
I don't get that. I still got 735 days left on this lease.
Okay.
And then we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, you know, when you do retire, we have to lock in this interview twice a year, no matter what, because you're going to retire way before I do.
No, might have to get on.
Huh?
You might have to get on show, maybe.
That's fine. You let me know. Give me the call. No, I'll set it up.
All right, dear.
All right, bro. You be good.
My name goes first.
No,
it's people know that you're the woman in this relationship.
No, it's Corby and Shaq.
Shaq and Corby. exactly Corby. I'm the man, you're the woman in this relationship.
Yeah, right. Right. All right, man. Hey, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Okay, buddy. We'll see.
Call me anytime.
What did he say? Call me anytime?
Yes.
Call me anytime.
Okay, great. Call him anytime.
I'll call him tomorrow.
Wow. Man, that was explosive.
That does
that
give
good stuff.
A new meaning to playing hard.
Isn't that great?
Genius. Hey.
All right. That is the Cobra with Shaquille. An amazing round of questions. The Ranch Report.